a.m. in Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. It seems Amazon is planning on making big money moves in Quebec. In a new government document obtained by La Presse, the multinational tech company is eyeing to invest almost $1 billion in Quebec. According to the Canadian press, the investment would be through Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud division, which opened its first data center in Montreal region in 2016. The data center's location is still up in the air, but reports suggest the company has bought a 155,000 square foot center in Varennes from Hydro-Québec. This is not the first time the tech giant wanted to build their presence in the province. Just last year, Montreal was a frontrunner in Amazon's search for second headquarters. On Saturday, Canada's official Twitter page tweeted its support for Toronto-born drag queen Brooklyn Lynn Heights. Quote, Canada is behind you as you strut your way towards becoming one fierce superstar, end quote. Brooklyn Lynn Heights is the first Canadian to be competing on the hit show RuPaul's Drag Race. According to Global News, the comment earned a mostly positive reaction from Twitter users. One user tweeted, quote, I love that my country supports the art of drag, end quote. Turkey has called out China for its continuous mistreatment of the ethnic Uyghur people. In a statement on Saturday, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hami Aksoy said that China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs. Quote, it is no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks who are exposed to arbitrary arrests are subject to torture and political brainwashing in concentration centers and prisons, end quote. According to Al Jazeera, approximately 10 million Uyghurs call the region of Xinjiang home and make up 45% of its population. The Turkic Muslim group has long accused Chinese authorities of cultural, religious, and economic discrimination. The Chinese embassy in Ankara responded to Aksoy's statement saying that the accusations were false and urged the government to retract them. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Like a video game, Gran Turismo. I'm in a GTR cause I parked the 6-4. I had the match for the cash, underground garage where I stash. These niggas still in competition with our past move. 2009 on time whenever we come through. Avoiding the traps, these capping ass bitches living life behind Snapchat filters. Fuck them, this is us. Still G'd up and way more paper up.
Stay paper up.
Okay, I only care about the money. Can't no one take it from me. And I'm smiling all the time, but nigga, ain't shit funny. Leaving out the Gucci store, nigga, ain't shit bummy. On the paper chase on your end, ain't shit running. Took 4 years off and the checks kept coming. All the girls wanna treat me like a specialist, son. We are number one, mean we standing next to nothing. And the shit you rock is fake, but that's another discussion. I see a lot of dudes hate, and the shit is disgusting. And I travel all the time, always getting through customs. And my living room new, everything in their custom. And the gang with me, everything I got is because them. Fools need better luck, they be wishing it was them. Go on tour when I want, 50K for the club. And we a bunch of rich niggas and our kids will be cousins. And don't gotta open doors, we just pushing the button. That's on gang. Life, motherfucker.
Stay papered up. Whoa. Stay papered up. On gang. Stay papered up. Whoa.
your block, stars in the hard top. Come through and don't stop, unless this bitch is out. Money is all I'm about, don't know how much I got, cause it's never enough, fill another save up. They only play tough, they really cream puff. I roll another one, forever hide up.
Off white kicks, trying to find $1 billion before I find the right bitch. Sidekick, roll the weed up, catch a vibe with a real nigga that'll check his bags private. Come with how I live, me and spit about to buy the island.
Whoa. Stay paper up on gang.
Just talk, can we just talk about where we're going
before we get lost?
Let me our thoughts, can't get what we know without knowing.
I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far.
Can we just talk, can we just talk, figure out where we're going?
Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wantin' more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk?
Before we get lost,
and be our thoughts, can't get what we know without knowing.
I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
Oh no. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk about it?
If I'm moving too far,
can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
Good afternoon and welcome back to one of the first live editions of Trapping in Traffic in a long time. I'm Jacob Carey.
I'm Louis.
And we haven't been live in a
couple weeks.
Actually, this year.
Hell yeah, have we?
Nope.
Oh man. Well, I mean, we're live now, so here we are. Back with 2 weeks worth of hip-hop that we've missed out on. And what you just heard was Ben's Boys featuring Ty Dolla $ign off the new Wiz Khalifa and Currency collaborative album 2009. And, excuse me, Talk from Khalid featuring the production of Disclosure. So this, I guess, is the lead single to his new album.
Hopefully.
And so far, like what I'm hearing, It's got that mellow, kind of charismatic vibe that Khalid brings to the table. Thought it was a little bit flat at first, but the more I listened to it, more the production grew on me. I think Khalid's in a good direction, especially after like the success that was American Teen.
Yeah, American Teen was absolutely phenomenal. That was probably my favorite album of 2017. Damn, top three by far.
Damn, that's high praise.
Oh yeah, I've listened to that album countless amount of times. I was a bit disappointed by Sun City, which was his EP that he released last year.
Yeah, I don't really remember many songs of that.
Saturday Nights was the only one that stood out. Other than that, yeah, I'm interested to see what he has this year. Has he even announced a project or...
I don't think he's announced a formal project as much as he's come out and said, yeah, I'm going to drop something this year. Like, I have songs coming out. He had that. He had On The Way with Black and Ty Dolla $ign. So he's making music. It's coming out slowly but surely. But of the two songs, honestly, the one that got more of my attention is the Wiz Khalifa and Currency song. Admittedly, going into it, I don't remember the last time I enjoyed a Wiz Khalifa project. We're talking maybe back when like Rolling Papers came out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've heard the whole thing, but...
I skimmed through most of it.
There was some really good tracks on there. 14 tracks, 40 minutes. Doesn't overstay its welcome. Wiz sounds inspired. Sounds like he's down to talk, down to rap, rather. Just doesn't sound like it's a project that sounds dated, even though it's called 2009. It sounds fresh. It sounds good. I mean, Currency's always reliable, but Currency is not exactly the most like prominent rap figure, I guess, these days. So it's good to see him and Wiz Khalifa come together to create a really good, hazy, high-friendly album, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It sounded a lot like Wiz's older stuff, which is definitely chill. I didn't even give his newest album a listen. What was that, Rolling Papers 2?
Yeah, that's 25 songs. I can't. If you're asking me to get through an hour and a half of just Wiz Khalifa, it's a lofty expectations of you.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was reading the quick spin in the Concordian, and it is true that they are talking about the same things that they were talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah,
despite
for sure.
Having lived a decade since.
But I mean, it sounds productive. It sounds modern. It sounds like they took into a new direction that like doesn't sound like it's boring or anything. I guess on that, it's mostly inspired by the Currency flow and the Currency beats, because it is super hazy, and Currency always know what you're getting from him, and that might be just as much of a compliment as it is like not a knock, but just to say this, it's a Currency project, you know, shouldn't be too surprised at what you're getting. But if it's bringing out the best in Wiz Khalifa, then I'll listen to more of it. I'll listen to more collaborative works from it if it gets Wiz Khalifa inspired again. I can't remember the last time I put on a song, I'm like, hey, turn that new Wiz Khalifa song up, you know. So
agreed.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to cover up some more ground that we missed out on in the last couple of weeks. So we got some K-Forest, we got some Goldlink. We're going to cover that Boogie album. So coming up next, we have LOL, SMH from Boogie. Here to hear first on 1690 CJLO.
Face make me shake my head. They gon' step on me now, placed on a pedestal, they find me dead. That's fucked up. Yeah, that water under the bridge, just use that shit as a charter. May my friendship be a channel for all the pain you can't harbor. It's hard for me to be happy, wish my girl would just dump me. I done showed you all my ugly, but why the fuck you ain't judge me? No, my skin ain't thick, it's thin, it probably bleeds soon as you touch me. I love it if you hate me, I hate that you fucking love me. I've been up and broken up again and still can't see the difference. That's that shit that won't speak about like niggas killing niggas. Man, my bro on the brink of being broke. He on the bridge without a rope. It hit my heart to see the world in random low. Plus he got a 6-month-old and he could barely keep a fed. And gotta deal with baby mama hanging shit over his head. Man, I wanna tell him, fuck her, bro, I know you ain't no sucker. But I see it in his face, man, he hate that he fucking love her. Shit hit me deep, I'm like, stall me out if I stutter and say I get my arm and my leg to get this out my head. It's crazy. Step on me now, placed on a pedestal, they find me dead. Yeah, forever blunt, tobacco gut sitting in my bed. You could swim forever if you see these tears that I didn't shed.
I don't know why you shaking your head. Man, I swear, ooh, niggas ain't shit. Ugh. Fuck boy tendencies.
Yeah. I know your fight to be free. Locked in your mind, how surprised, and you think that silence is key. You ain't designed to be blinded, lost in the night like you be. I know the hurt in your eyes, oh my, you remind me of me. And it's a lot we don't see. Gotta be tough, just acting tough all day. Show the shrugs to show the world you give no fucks all day. Plus got a story I can never show you. Scared if you open up, niggas just might have leverage on you. And I'm like, God, why you get your line, but you ain't been replying? I'm like, God, say you had my back, but nigga, you been lying. I'm like, God, it's gold I got inside, my shit is me refining, And yes, sometimes I need reminder. Remind me that I'm gon' be straight. Remind me if my heart do break. Remind me that it's gon' reshape. Remind me, nigga, stand your ground. Remind me not to call Janae. I helped her get up on her feet for me to see her walk away. SMH, fuck.
I don't know why you shaking your head. Man, I swear, niggas ain't shit. Fuck. You always doing some fuckboy shit. Fuckboy tendency. You just
yo,
a fuckboy.
Shit, here you go. Every nigga main and just another nigga sideline. My hoes won't know I'm coming if this plane don't got Wi-Fi. Why I'm over shit when I be under the influence. But wake up feeling bad to know the home that I just ruined. Don't think that you booming and think you own because you 10 bags up. Too much pressure to be on social.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Back to this mission I carry out. We get windy, you tryna diss it on God. We gon' air it out, the creator feeling sorry. I'm dying to get him off me. Line up around the corner to get in your pity party. Pissed cause you picked me apart, but don't ever pick me up. Ain't no gift for emoji to pick how much I don't give a fuck. It really go, please don't compare me to niggas not in my league. If I tricked on any bitch, no it's more I got up my sleeve. Ain't no dreams of being Mike, he can't do shit for me. I'm tryna be like Weed, a nigga that's my big homie. Free him, train to be in hell. Niggas got derailed, I don't need a scale. Everything for sale, yeah. LOL, and then I shake my head. Step on me now, placed on a pedestal, they find me dead. Fuck.
Looking for your next step in education or to travel? Learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on March 2nd at the Palais des Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Check the website for more information at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Listen up, people. We have some special tea for you.
Every Thursday at 3 p.m., you should be tuned in to Keeping It Real with Annabelle and Sharuma.
Our weekly radio show tackles race, relationships, politics, and more.
We like to think of ourselves as a blend of Oprah and The Real.
And a dash of Wendy Williams. Listen to us for a good dose of shade, laughter, and education. Only on CJLO, 1690 a.m. in Montreal.
CJLO, 1690 AM. Beard love forever.
From the heart this time. Yeah. All of these dreams that you done made true. All of these things that you done gave to. Call on me, I'll carry you. There ain't no thing I wouldn't do. Lion, tigers, bears, and all of these things. They could never come between you.
I'm proud of you.
Hard time.
whip in a new machine. I got the Percocets, I got the whopping, I got me a cool nurse thing. She went to whipping it, had to tell her little baby, I'm proud of you. Flood your bank account with all the salary, and it's bacon, it's lettuce, and radish, dude. I'ma keep it clean in case I see you. She said, tell me how you flexing, but you never ride, ride. I got all your friends out, it's really cool. And I can tell you all time. Wake up, baby, wake up, don't sleep on me. Even though my cake up, I got cadence and real nice tea. I want you. I give her rushes, cause you know I'm proud of you. Yeah.
Change the colors on me, fireworks, shit fucking wild. I can see it all, I believe. First, no bandwagon, no t-shirt. Girl, you're glowing like a fucking meteor. Did you bring a friend? I ain't see her. Turn the vision, only spot the key. First, proud of you, I study you, I do the research.
Proud of you.
That was Proud of You by Earth Gang and Young Thug. I assume they made that within the last couple months when they were chopping it up on tour together, opening up for J. Cole. So they probably have a lot of those in the bank, and that was a pretty good song. Speaking of Young Thug, he won his first Grammy.
Finally.
Okay, but I think that is a terrible cop-out, and because he won it for This Is America.
Yeah, I know. But
which he literally hummed on.
It shows a deeper problem in the Grammys because look who got nominated. Not that they're bad picks, but they're always going to go for the safe mainstream pick. They're not going to go for artists like Young Thug that, while people like Young Thug always are pushing the mold and they're being a little bit more creative, you just don't see that kind of recognition at the Grammys because it's not top 40. So, yeah, he finally got it for This Is America, and he deserves it for all the back work that he's done that hasn't been recognized.
Yeah, but how are you going to say that that's his Grammy? He literally mumbled on it or did whatever.
It's a good question. It's not his Grammy, but I mean, like in any song that that takes home a Grammy, everyone that it's involved with it brings it home. So it's his first Grammy ever, and now you can call him Grammy Award winning artist Young Thug, but it's long overdue for a prize he should have won for like Barter 6.
Yeah. Does that mean like Quavo and all them got it? Weren't there a bunch of guys doing the humming on the back?
I think everyone that ad-libbed should get one. 21 Savage. I don't know. Blockboy JB was on it as well. But yeah.
Anyways, did you see Young Thug's performance?
I missed out on that, actually.
It was decent. He was looking like a beauty.
What did he perform? It was Havana.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing Havana till the day he dies.
Unfortunately for him.
Yeah. But I mean, if he's getting the bag, then. If he doesn't care and he's getting the bag, then that's all that matters. But that being said, Grammy winners. So Childish Gambino took home the record of the year and song of the year.
Undeserved.
You don't think so?
The only thing that made that a huge hit was the video. So why it got video also, right?
Yeah. Okay, so video why didn't of the year, I agree. But as a song, I really love it as a song. And I really love it as a statement. But is it really the best song of the year?
See, I think God's Plan would have been more fit as song of the year and not rap song and taking the place of This Is America.
But who is he up against for record of the year? There wasn't that big of a competition, right?
Who was Gambino up against, you mean?
Yeah, for song and record of the year.
I don't even know.
I think was he up against Drake? Anyway, point being is that
But God's Plan shouldn't have won rap song of the year.
It was barely a rap song as it is. It was pretty much an R&B pop song.
But the only reason why he kind of deserved it is because he needed some recognition for this year. Like, he actually made the two biggest singles of the year. So he needed recognition in some way, but I don't know if rap song of the year was the right call.
There were better rap songs. Let me see. I'm looking up right now. Best rap song. Okay, so he was up against Lucky You from Eminem, which that song deserves to not win any award ever. Win from Kendrick Lamar and J-Rock. Win. Oh, it's fine. It's not my favorite song.
What's that off of?
It's not J-Rock's. No, okay. It's not J-Rock's solo album, Redemption. He was up against King's Dead and Sicko Mode as well.
Okay, so King's Dead or Sicko Mode should have taken it.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
absolutely. Probably Sicko Mode.
I would have given it, honestly.
That was the anthem since the summer.
It's been an anthem. Personal, like my favorite out of all of them is King's Dead, but I think Sicko Mode should have walked away with that, just considering the, like, but then again, God's Plan was really, really huge at the beginning of the year.
So give it Song of the Year. Yeah.
I think they just wanted to give something to Drake, because
I'm saying they should have, but not rap song.
But Song of the Year, he was up for it against all the stars should not have won, so that's good. Brandi Carlile, no idea who that is. Boot Up from LMA, no. Shawn Mendes, Zed, yeah. I'd say it was between This Is America and God's Plan, although I think...
God's Plan was up for Record of the Year?
Song of the Year.
Okay, so that should have definitely got it over This Is America.
Mind you, it was also nominated for Record of the Year. I don't know what the difference is, because in Record of the Year, Kendrick Lamar and SZA got nominated as well.
There's a difference between song and record?
I don't know.
I thought it was the same category.
No, they're different categories. And This Is America won both of them. But Post Malone and 21 Savage were nominated for Record of the Year, but not Song of the Year. And so is, and Cardi B was nominated for I Like It, but on Record of the Year. I don't know what the difference is.
We're going to Google that over the break.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at what the actual difference is. Point being, Childish Gambino won. And last thing, do you think Cardi B deserved Rap Album of the Year?
I definitely didn't think she would have won, but I'm not surprised. I thought it was for sure going to be, well, Pusha T hyped himself up so hard that I thought it was going to be Daytona or Astroworld. I personally think Astroworld should have got it.
Daytona for me was who I was pulling for. There's no bad album on this. Like, any of them could have walked away with it and it would have been fine. Like, you had Cardi B, you had Mac Miller, you had Nipsey Hussle. All of them released good albums. But I think if we're talking about because you know how the Grammys gives out their awards, right? They base it on like popularity and to a certain extent quality, but who had a better year than Cardi B?
Yeah, true. She deserved something, but once again, don't know if it was Rap Album of the Year.
I thought she was going to win because she was nominated for just Album of the Year, period. And they wouldn't nominate her for both and not give her one, you know.
Fair. Who was she up against in Album of the Year?
She was up against Kacey Musgraves, who ended up winning. Post Malone.
Oh, Beer Bongs, yeah.
Yeah, not a Grammy Award winning album,
yeah,
but
no.
Her Scorpion, her,
then,
no, her came out with R&B Album of the Year. I don't know how she did that, considering it's just a culmination of two EPs that they released together. So I don't understand how she came away with that. I mean, good for her because it's a good album, but it's also weird how she won Best R&B Song for Best Part with Daniel Caesar when that song came out in 2017. Great song, should have won. It's very much deserving of a Grammy, but. It's a 2017 song. What?
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever heard Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, I listened to her out of pure curiosity because everyone was like, I had a friend who was hyping her up. I saw she was getting a bunch of like glowing end of year reviews, like a bunch of top five, top 10 lifts. So I listened to it. And let me tell you, I don't like country, but that album slaps.
Yeah.
Really good. I'm not mad that she walked away with it. I would have been more angry if Post Malone took it.
Yeah, but even if you gave Drake, like, Scorpion wasn't Album of the Year, but it did have two songs that were literally the biggest songs that have
nice
ever
for
existed.
Yeah, Nice for What and God's Plan.
And In My Feelings.
Oh, yeah, even, yeah.
Bigger than all of them.
How is Nice for What nominated for Best Rap Song? It was a better song than God's Plan.
Was that even on Scorpion?
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it released as a single?
No, it was on the B-side of Scorpion.
Ah.
Which is a better song than God's Plan, but one of Drake's best songs in the last few years. So I don't understand why that didn't win anything.
Well, it's just the impact that God's Plan and... Well, yeah. In My Feelings, like, also was bigger than God's Plan, was it not?
Was it?
I think so.
Because God's Plan had that huge video, which is probably the reason
and
why...
And In My Feelings had the biggest dance challenge that's ever been created.
The In My Feelings challenge. I don't know. Drake winning an award is pretty much standard affair, I guess, at the Grammys.
For sure.
Okay, that being said... Coming up next, we have the new Goldlink single featuring Pee Wee Longway, Got Muscle. We have some Kay Forrest and Sean Leon for you. So stay tuned.
Been having most sense of jig, you understand me? You got most of them flakes then, nigga, what's happening?
Got muscle, 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 you got muscle, 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 you got muscle.
How many niggas from the block? There's a real nigga till they get popped. Getting knives and a nigga turn a guy to a cop. And I never give a fuck about a knob. Yeah, hot. Jewels bigger than a raindrop. I done seen more coons than boondocks, huh? Get a song, then he blow, then he stop, beat his ass, take a chain, then we out, out. I don't give a fuck about the car, I just really care about the outcome. Man, a nigga really miss Malcolm. Gunshots for the club, clout dumb. This real nigga shit ransom, not random. Throw tantrums. My bitch be bad, you can't fathom. So I cop the phantom, But you can't hold the heat, then cop the song, the flame. I can't find you, I'll beat your mans. I be in the fold, the fuck with features. So fatigue and lead the fifth and lead the fan. I be in the street for weeks and home, or dirty Glock for three and shoot out with your clan. I just want the bucks and feed the clock. I got the stuff you wanna go inside the pan.
Got muscle, 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 you got muscle, 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 you got muscle.
I got a brand new shawty, big booty, she from Texas. The way she playing with the titties made me feel like she ambidextrous. Our crew damn near tied up, ain't no time for extras. The way I whip the tires, I could start a fire in a Lexus. I got one hand on the booty, the other is clutching my necklace. All these rappers, all these niggas better understand that I'm reckless. And I heard you niggas reaping shorties and you think you relentless. Yeah, I'm on your ass, little niggas, it ain't no time for extra.
Got muscle, 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 you got muscle. Got muscle, got muscle, got muscle, got muscle, got muscle. Got muscle, got muscle, you got muscle.
You got muscle, flex, stepping on a little bitch neck. Water dripping, I'm a Rolex. Trap back, throw both flex. Running up a big blue check. On a book against, gold lean wrist on my neck. Perk said, messing with the Molly, get a wet. Smoking on the side, a couple Scott on the jet. Pocket Illuminati, catch your body with the tech. Got muscle, fuck a young nigga, just flex. 448, I invest in the best. Down that ground, you can hit it, take a test. Walk hard, high test, smell it when I piss. Ain't curly, Oscar's muscle with a bitch. Dior, Chanel, my Cartier, or Bentley. Double a little truck, I might hop out and fend it. Long way, bitch. Got muscle.
Fall back, you know I'm gonna fall back, I'm
saying it with all caps, all caps. This here's my crew, you know the gang.
Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get, I do not snort powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death, I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the Rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gon' be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you no money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thinking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel, promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, don't I'm make dead in the real. Middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, Jigga for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the projects, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail, spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fair. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you real.
So that was Got Muscle by Gold Link and Pee Wee Longway, followed by Fallback Gang by K Forrest and Middle Child by J. Cole. I love that last song.
It took a while for me to learn to like it. This is coming from someone who's not typically a J. Cole fan. So I heard this song and it didn't really do much for me. And then I kept listening to it and I started like appreciating Cole's like melody on this. Like, he really carries it well, especially in the chorus.
I'm surprised you don't like J. Cole.
I used to like him when I was a teenager. Then he just got like, and to this day, I still love 2014 Forest Hill Drive. I still love it, but it's just, I liked it less. I just noticed that the song started getting corny. Like when people came out and they said, oh, yo, Wet Dreams, such a good song. Wet Dreams is so corny. It's, there's not much going on in there. It's just literally the story about some guy trying to lose his virginity that might not even be true, because on the Friday Night Lights intro, he talks about losing his virginity in a different way. So to me, the track doesn't really have that much credibility. And it was all right, but what was the one that where he samples George Bush on it? He does that. Like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again. What song is that called? But anyways, that's the title eludes me right now, but yeah. And
role models.
Yeah, no role models. And anyways, moving on to Middle Child. This song is the lead single to Revenge of the Dreamers compilation.
From what I understood, I think he's doing a solo album too.
He's doing a solo album too. I wouldn't be surprised. But do you have any expectations for it? Do you think he's going to be like full solo album again?
Well, I like that he's riding the wave. Like this is much, I wouldn't say trappier, but it's more in, I don't know.
Modern?
More modern than his other stuff. Like I like his flow on this more than I do like necessarily like KOD.
Yeah. Yeah. And the problem I have with Cole is his unwillingness to bring in collaborators for his album. He raps everything on his own. He does everything on his own. And because of that, it just sounds stale to me. It doesn't sound original. Like he's keeping everything in-house like he's this creative genius, but he could use all the help he gets. His production is stale. It has gotten stale. The production on KOD was just nothing special. Don't even get me started on For Your Eyes Only, which was an insanely boring album.
Yeah, I think I listened to it twice.
I don't have a problem with Cole as much as I do with his like stance, because they'll chalk him up and be like, Cole's the best lyricist, comparing him to Kendrick Lamar, which J. Cole does not have a single album that compares to any Kendrick Lamar album. Like J. Cole's best album is still miles worse than Kendrick's worst album. So he's a good artist, but that's all he is.
My first point, Middle Child as a concept is an awesome title. Just like explaining how he's like in between both generations. I like that. I thought it was pretty cool. Like,
I thought it was like more in the line of like, I'm in a middle child. I don't get enough love. Like,
he says, big bro and low bro at once. Like, okay. And then the whole song, he's talking about how like he's going to, dinner with Jigga, and then, shouts out like Kodak. And
He put out that line about Kodak in the song as well. Right.
And secondly, I've had so much more respect for him since I've seen him in concert.
Oh, he's tremendous. He's an amazing performer. One of the best concerts I've been to is the 2014 Forest Hill Drive tour. Like the way it was set up, I was really close for that. He was just sitting down on, I don't know if you were at that concert.
I think I was. They're all a blur for me now.
He was on that like slanted, like the house almost.
Okay, yeah, I was there.
It was a good concert. The guy's a good performer. Can't take that away from him. But Cole is a better label head than he is an artist on his own label. Earth Gang is Dreamville, which is, I prefer Earth Gang to J. Cole. Jid or JID, I don't know how he prefers it, the pronunciation of his name, better rapper than J. Cole is now, at least. J. Cole needs to start getting some collaborators, because to me it's just boring. If he wants my attention on the next album, because else I'm gonna listen to it once, forget about it, I'm gonna complain about it for a week, and it's gonna be forgotten, just like KOD.
Revenge of the Dreamers is the next one that's doing exactly what you're suggesting. So hopefully that'll be good.
And he brought a lot of producers. I don't know if you saw how many artists got that golden ticket.
There was like 60-plus artists.
There was a lot.
Man, being in that studio must have been crazy. Whether it's like as a producer, like whether it's as a musician or like a videographer, photographer, journalist.
He brought in a bunch of different people. So the energy in there must have been amazing. So hopefully one day can be privy to that. But
well, after you just talk trash about him,
I seriously doubt it. But hey, who knows? Maybe he appreciates me talking trash.
Maybe it motivates him. And
maybe
we're gonna do a little ad break, and after that, come back with some Montreal talent. So stick around. Trapping in Traffic, CJLO 1690.
Hold on. Speed it up. Hold on. Run that back turbo. Speed it up. Eat it up. Speed it up. Hold on. Speed it up. Hold on.
up. Gottlieb, baby, Katie, cool, Mercedes, wheezy, wavy, eyes lazy. My life is crazy. It's crazy. Her price, pay me, my eyes, HD, HD, my eyes, 3D, 3D, I'm high, geeking, high light, in the precinct, in the precinct, I didn't sign, 360, 360, I got mine, not greedy, not greedy, I'm in a ride, speed it up. Eat it up, eat it up, eat it up, eat it up, speed it up, speed it up.
Productions Mudefik presents the 13th edition of the Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only Cité d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Ballatou until April 18th. The Cité d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.cityduff.com.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
You wasn't lying. They not about to ruin my day and steal my smile. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. They not about to throw some shade and steal my shine. Yeah. Black man, brother, black man. Rock and rolling with the homies till a tombstone. The groovy nigga with the jazz hands. Ain't gonna hold you, I be going through the blues sometimes. You think I'm staying low, better hold up. I'm trying to put the globe on my shoulder.
I like you feeling alright. Yeah, we gon' keep it up and all night.
Give me sugar when I walk up in it. She get shook up when I'm all up in it. Take a picture, I was cooling out with Agent M. And we was never with the monkey business. Know they hate to see a brother blinging. Keep shining, we diamonds. We trying to see, find the things right with me. Cause when my people is winning, I get as happy as a scammer when his pieces is hating.
You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. Ain't about to ruin my day and steal my smile. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. To throw some shade and steal my shine. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. Ain't about to ruin my day and steal my smile. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. Ain't about to throw some shade and steal my shine.
Now black women so fine, yeah, so fine, yeah. I ain't never tell no lie. Everybody and they mamas co-signs it. Like hallelujah, oh my God. I've been stressing for a blessing and I know y'all got it. When you flexing on them, baby, tell them no, I'm not sorry. If they ever disrespect you, tell them hold that thong. Then you play them like they Tetris when you throw that block. Button and brushing, it's nothing to you. You love it, the function, go and bust a move. You cuff it, my cuff it, let's enjoy the groove. We just tryna play cool, we don't want no bad news. Gold's gon' shine, that's the way it goes. Snow gon' smile till the day's over. You know I'm not lying to you. You know I'm not lying to you.
You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. Ain't about to ruin my day and steal my smile. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. Ain't about to throw some shade and steal my shine. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. Ain't about to ruin my day and steal my smile. You wasn't lying. You wasn't lying. some shade and steal my shine.
They ain't about to steal my smile and they ain't about to steal my shine. No way, no way. I said they ain't about to steal my shine and they ain't about to steal my smile. No way.
Them trenches, I'm waiting my turn. Yeah. MVP all the me.
You feel, bitch. Bitch, I feel rich. I'm in the field, bitch. It's a field trip, y'all. How you feel, bitch? Bitch, I feel rich. I'm in the field, bitch. It's a field trip, y'all. Yeah.
My backup, be got a backup, cause I'm rather. She lit my sack up. Yo, man, get your rest up. These little boy echo, act like they got backup. I back up my strap and they back up. Come around, yo. Come around, yo. Hater don't wanna see me come around, nah. Come around, shit, now you like when I come around, boy. Yo, girl, panties all coming down, yeah. Pay a bitch bill, throw a hundred round, yeah. I'm so high they won't pat me down, yeah. Real hustle nigga can't hand me out, yeah. If I bring the deal, can't cut me out, yeah. Big dog, so they won't pull me down, yeah. Eat a pussy, but I never pussy out, yeah. Need my babies in and out, they gushing out, yeah. Love my baby bad, titty busting out, yeah. Love my bad baby, never cuss me out, yeah. Missing that designer with the stussing out, yeah. Face on a magazine cover now, yeah. Winner damn tinted on the cover now, yeah. Feeling love, thought I never love a girl, yeah. But she a magician, all the covers goddamn. Hold it gone like a pussy down, no. Yeah.
You feel, bitch? Bitch, I feel rich. I'm in the field, bitch. It's a field trip, yeah. How you feel, bitch? Bitch, I feel rich. I'm in the field, bitch. It's a field trip, yeah. I get real hot, get like heels, bitch. Higher than a star, high heel, bitch. A butter real, bitch. Windmill, bitch. Big wheels, bitch. Hot wheels, bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch.
So we just played you some Montreal talent. Last up, we had, well, we played some Gunna before that, Speed It Up. I think that probably came out today. I didn't even see any publicity for that. We just found it.
Second
when we
single,
it
I guess, to Dripper Drown 2 or whatever the next one in the next Dripper Drown series is.
Isn't it just called Dripper Drown?
I don't know. There's been so many. Yeah. Is it Drip Season? I don't even know at this point.
No, Drip Season went up to 3, and now I think it's Dripper Drown.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, then after that, we had some Montreal boys, Planet Giza. Their album dropped today.
Yeah, Added Sugar. And Nate Husser's How You Feel, fresh off the new EP.
23 plus.
So it's been a good week for Montreal talent. The Planet Giza album just came out today, and I had the pleasure of listening to it before getting here.
How was it?
Dude, it's as sweet as the album title is, Added Sugar. The production's buttery smooth. Tony Stone's vocals, he can carry that high note. It's really good, and before that, I thought they were like mainly a production group, but it looks like they really have those vocals down packed. So, that's good awesome. Album, highly recommend, and following that was Nate Husser.
Yeah, 23 plus was pretty dope. Only 3 songs, like all his EPs. So, unfortunately, you want more, which is, he did that, right? So now we're waiting up for an album from him. He just headed out to LA last week, hopefully making those connections, putting Montreal on the map.
One step at a time. If there's something that's gonna happen, I know it's gonna happen within its time, you know. And Nate Husser definitely has a talent for that. I sense 2019 is going to be a good year for these Montreal artists. So really looking forward to hearing what these guys have to offer. And yeah.
Wishing them the best of luck.
So that being said, this is pretty much the end of the episode for this week. We'll catch you guys next week. Not too sure what to expect between now and next week, but whatever comes out, we got you covered. So we have time for one more song for you guys tonight. This is High Life by Sean Leon. Enjoy.
For CGLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek.